弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you the words in the Bible.
今天晚上我们来一起查考进入神的圣所，思想人的结局。
This evening, we will study the topic together, so enter into the sanctuary of God and to consider the end of man.
我们翻开诗篇七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇第十六节。
Psalm 73, verse 16.
十六节说，我思索怎么能明白这事？眼看时系为难。
16. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
17节，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end.
18节说，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
Verse 18. Surely you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction.
诗篇从七十三篇开始到八十九篇啊，这是第三卷。
Starting from Psalm 73 to Psalm 89, this is Book 3 of the Book of Psalm.
那第三卷诗篇哈，诗篇一共有五卷啊，第三卷是最短的。
There were a total of five books in the Book of Psalms, and Book 3 was the shortest.
那这一短的这一卷哈，有十一篇都是亚萨的诗。
And in this very short book of Psalms, there were 11 Psalms that were written by Asa.
所以73篇一直到80几篇都是，一年有11篇。
So from 73 to Psalm 80 something, there were 11 of Psalms that were written by him.
那接下去有几篇是可拉的后裔。
And after that, there were some written by the sons of Korah.
那只有一篇是大卫的祷告。
And only one of them in this book was the prayer of David.
那另外有八十九篇是说是以探这个人的诗。
And Psalm 89, that's the psalm written by Ethan.
那所以我们都知道亚萨他这个人是大卫的时代哈所指派的三个。诗班的班长之一。
And we know that this man Asaph, he was one of the chief choir leaders during the time of David.
亚萨他也是在音乐上很有恩赐的一个利未人。
And also he was a very talented and gifted Levite in music.
那基本上如果看这一组的这第三卷的诗篇，大部分应该都是亚萨的后裔写的。
And to look at Book 3 of the Book of Psalms, most of them were written by the descendants of Asaph.
那在这一卷这一组的诗里面啊，他很多诗篇都提到有关神的圣所。
And in this set of Psalms, many of the Psalms mention the sanctuary of God.
那这个圣所在当时候大卫那个时代他把它定作百姓信仰的中心了。
The sanctuary of God at that time, during the time of David, it was the center of the belief of people.
当时候想要为神盖圣殿。
They wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
要把会幕从把它永远定在耶路撒冷。
And they wanted to put the tabernacle permanently in Jerusalem.
所以当圣殿被盖成之后基本上百姓的信仰就围绕圣殿了。
And so after the completion of the temple, the faith of the people centered around the temple.
那可是我们如果继续读会发现第七十四篇开始就提到圣殿被毁的情景。
But if we continue to read, then we'll see that in Psalm 74, it actually mentioned about the destruction of the temple.
在亚萨的这一组诗歌里面他很多时候都在回忆 圣殿被毁，百姓被掳的时候的情景。
During this set of Psalms written by Asaph, he was writing about the memories of the destruction of the temple and the destruction of the people.
但是他们在被掳之后，圣殿被毁之后，他们回想到当初在圣所敬拜神的情景，他们就哀哭了。
And after the people were captured, they remember how they were, they used to be in the sanctuary or the temple of God, and they would mourn.
所以那时候他们，所以在这个在这一组的诗里面，我们会发现有许多的信息都提到，作诗人都很想能够再一次的进到神的圣所里面去敬拜神。
And so, reading this set of Psalms, we see that the psalmist wanted to go back to the sanctuary of God to once again worship God.
所以我们常常在读的第一有一篇诗篇是84篇。
So a psalm that we often read is Psalm 84.
那它的第十节哈。
And in verse 10,
那就特别提到说，在神的殿宇如果住一日，就胜过在别处住千日。
It says that for a day in your courts is better than a thousand.
那宁可在我神殿中看门，也不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
And I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
那其实那时候百姓已经被掳，圣殿被毁了。
At that time, the people were in captivity and the temple was destroyed.
所以当时候他们就很怀念能够再一次的进到圣所里面。在那里可以跟神有亲密的沟通的那一段日子。
And so at that time, they really wished and longed for the days that they would go back into the courts of God to have a close relationship with God.
所以这段诗篇里面呢，他也会提到一件事情，就是提到他们的祷告是求神不要忘记这一群人是属他的。
And so, during their prayers at the time, they often ask God to not forget that this is the group of people that belonged to Him.
一直求神能够看顾他的百姓跟他的圣所。
They continued to ask God to look after His people and His sanctuary.
他祈求神不要忘记人呢。
He asked God to not forget about man.
但是事实上，神没有忘记，是人忘记神的作为。
But in actuality, God never forgot about man. It was man who forgot about the works of God.
所以我们会看到第七十八篇呢，他就在回顾历史的时候就点出人的问题。
And so when we read Psalm 78, when they were pointing out or when they were remembering history, they pointed out the problems that man had.
就是人总是会忘记神为他的百姓所做的一些奇妙作为。
Which was that the people always forgot about the miraculous work that God did for them.
那人之所以忘记，事实上是因为不信服神。
And the reason why men forget is because they do not obey and believe in God.
或者是把这位神的作为把它当作平常，认为因为外邦的偶像也有一些作为，让他们觉得好像这位神跟其他神好像差别不大。
Either that or they do not treat this thing as special. They treat the idols of other nations and religions as the same as the Lord.
所以当时候百姓他们的一个问题就是忘记神对他们的作为。
And so one of the issues the people had at the time was that they had forgotten about the works that God did for them.
所以我们从这一卷的诗里面会看到有关于神的选民的历史。
And so from this book, we would see the history of the chosen people of God.
如果要以历史的角度来互相对照的时候，其实应该读完列王记之后再来看这一组诗篇会比较详细。
And so historically, we should read after we should finish reading after the Kings, the Book of Kings, and then read this set of Psalms.
但是因为如果从撒母耳记一直读到列王记啊，这个历史很长。
But reading from the book of First and Second Samuel to the Kings, this is a very long history.
但是我们现在先读这一组的诗篇之后我们以后有机会再读列王记的时候， 我们就可以 再一次的对照。
But then now that we read this set of Psalms first, and then in the future, when we have an opportunity to read the Book of Kings, then we can compare them.
那73篇、这一篇诗很特别。
Psalm 73 is a very special psalm.
那因为他在提到他所这个作诗的人所观察的一个现象。
Because it mentions a phenomenon that the psalmist observed.
也就是说，那些敬畏神的人不见得一直都很平顺。
Which was that those who feared God did not necessarily have a very peaceful life.
倒是这些作恶不敬畏神的人生活过得很舒适。
But on the other hand, it was those who were evil and do not fear God, they had a prosperous life.
所以这个现象让这个敬畏神的人有时候心里不平衡。
And so this phenomenon made someone who feared God very uneasy in their hearts.
那做事人他就在强调说，怎么样从这个很不平的心态里面能够回转、然后明白这到底怎么一回事。
And so the psalmist wrote about how to turn from a heart of uneasiness to a heart of peace.
那他的那个转捩点，他怎么真的明白啊？这当中的神的作为，就是当他进入神的圣所之后。
And the turning point or the key for this type of change of heart was entering into the sanctuary of God.
那他从神的作为里面去想。神将来会怎么做？
And so from the work of God, he started to think about how God would deal with this in the future.
他想到的是神的这些属性，神的这个性情。
He started to think about the attributes of God and the characteristics of God.
就是神过去怎么做？
How did God do things in the past?
神他将来一定会照原他的那个原则继续做。
And then in the future, God will for sure follow the same principles.
他最后会发现说，其实能够一直的跟神同在，亲近神是有益处的。
And in the end, the psalmist realized that to be with the Lord and to draw nearer to God is good for him.
73篇跟37篇、两篇是、有关系的。
Psalm 73.
跟37
and 37 Psalm 73 and Psalm 37
37篇是大卫的诗篇
Psalm 37 is a psalm of David
当时候大卫也是有这个也是有疑问
And at that time David also had the same question
他当时候、也是告诉他自己说不要为那个作恶的心怀不平
And at the time he also told himself do not be envious of the workers of iniquity
虽然作恶的人、好像很兴盛但是最终还是会被神审判。
Even though those evildoers looked as if they were very prosperous, but in the end they would be judged by the Lord.
他们的兴盛都是暂时的，等一下就归无有了。
And so the prosperity of the wicked would only be temporary, and it goes away very soon.
所以要把这个有时候我们所观察这个现象要先把它放在心里想一想不要。太早下决定做结论。
And so sometimes when we observe a phenomenon, we need to put them in our hearts and think about them before we make a judgment.
要想到神，从神的角度去看整个事情。
We need to think about God and look at the things from the perspective of God.
也就是说，我们有时候在观察，不管是在教会里或者在社会上的。
Which is to say, sometimes when we're observing, whether in church or in the society,
we
will come to see that there are certain phenomena that we do not understand.
从我们过去的经验跟我们的理解来看，我们会觉得好像不应该这样才对啊。
And from our past experience and understanding, we would disagree with what is happening.
但是如果我们能够先把这样一个情绪先存放着，不要太早对其他人去讲。
But if we keep this feeling inside our hearts first before telling anyone else,
那应该先到神的教会，到神面前来跟神说。
We should come to the church of God and come in front of the presence of God to tell him first.
那在神面前安静的来思想，从另外一个角度来看这个整个事情的来龙去脉。
And from the perspective of God and in the presence of God, we quietly think about this phenomenon from the beginning to the end.
最后我们就会明白。
And then in the end, we will understand.
我们一定能够得到跟诗篇的作者同样的结论。
We will reach the same conclusion as the psalmist in Psalm 73.
那我们一定会发现，其实最终亲近神的啊，敬畏神的人是有福的。
Then we will realize that in the end, those who draw near to God are blessed.
等候神的最终一定承受地土。
And those who wait on the Lord will inherit the earth.
这位神真的能够成为我们的依靠，我们的磐石。
And this God will become our reliance and our rock.
那我们如果看七十三篇
，Let's read Psalm 73.
一开头他就说到说神恩待以色列那些清心的人。
In the beginning, it says that God is good to those who are pure in heart in Israel.
这是一个结论。
This is a conclusion.
就是当时候的作者，其实他心里面很不平静的。
At that time, the psalmist was very uneasy in his heart.
所以第二节他是说，至于我的脚几乎失闪，我的脚险些滑跌。
That's why in verse 2 he says, But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled and my steps had nearly slipped.
第三节是因为我见恶人的狂傲人想平安就心怀不平了。
Verse 3, And it was because I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
所以这个清心的人能够得到神的恩待。
So those who are pure in heart will be treated good by the Lord.
清心表示他在神面前有一个很单纯的信念。
Pure in heart means that these people have a very simple belief in God.
也就是说，不会去怀疑神的作为。
Which is to say that they do not doubt the works of God.
清心表示没有被污染。
Pure means that it's not defiled.
所以有时候我们的心思意念会被我们的这个环境或者我们周围的人影响。
Sometimes our thoughts and our minds are influenced by the people around us and our environment.
那要清心呢，要用神的道理。
And in order to be pure in heart, we need to use the words of God.
这是为什么我们要常常读神的话。
And that is why we need to often read the words of God.
因为神的话才有办法洁净我们的心。
Because only the words of God can purify our hearts.
我们今天在这样的一个资讯很流动很快的世代里面，我们更需要每一天都用神的话来洁净我们自己。
Living in this world filled with information, all the more we need to purify our hearts with the words of God every day.
所以我们才会有时候会提到说，我们要经过水洗，我们也需要经过道的洗。
And that is why sometimes we say that we need to go through the washing of water, baptism, as well as the washing of the word.
这是在以弗所书第五章。
This is recorded in the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章第二十六节。
Chapter 5 verse 26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
Sanctified her, cleansed her with the washing of water by the word.
第二十七节可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
基督是我们的丈夫了哈，我们教会是，我们作为教会哈是基督的心腹。
Christ is our husband, and the church is the wife, or the wife of the new bride of the Christ.
那所以现在主耶稣基督呢，他用道理要把教会洗净。
So now the Lord Jesus is going to sanctify the church with the washing of water by the word.
成为圣洁就是成为很干净的。
To become holy means to be very clean.
就是没有这些污染的东西的。
Which is to say there is nothing that defiles it.
所以神恩待那些清心的人，就是真的是我们今天如果常常用神的话来把我们的一些思想把它洗干净，我们会看到神的作为，我们会享受神的恩典。
So God is good to those who are pure in heart, which is to say that if we use the words of God to purify our thoughts and our actions, we will see the works of God.
所以因为我们有时候在读圣经，我们每一天读一段其实这就是神他 在我们的日子里面哦，他会让我们看到一些信息，把我们每天这段时间所经历的一些观念重新把它调整。
To read a section of the Bible, a passage in the Bible every day, God will use these messages to adjust our thoughts in our daily life.
那这样子，我们的心思意念里面就没有这个所谓皱纹啊，或者是有一些慢性的疾病。
In that way, in our thoughts and our minds, we will not have any wrinkles, which is like a chronic illness.
你看皱纹是怎么来的？
How do we get wrinkles?
通常说，你如果皮肤没有清干净，慢慢就会长成皱纹。
Usually, is that if we do not clean our skin very thoroughly, then eventually we get wrinkles.
就是因为有脏的东西，那个其实会让我们的皮肤失去应该有的弹性。
To have dirt on our skin, it loses the elasticity on our skin.
哦，你说一个人如果他皮肤很好，一定是他很努力的去把它清洁他自己的皮肤的。
For someone who has a very good skin, the person must clean it very well.
有人说天生丽质哇，皮肤很好，那因为那个人他很努力在做清洁工作。
Some people say that, oh, this person is a natural beauty, but this person must always does cleaning or cleansing very well.
所以我们一样，我们今天在神面前，我们的思想能够很干净，其实这个就是需要这个道理的工作。
And so it is the same for us today. In order to have very clean thoughts in front of God, we need to use the words of God.
那这样子，我们真的才能够成为没有瑕疵的基督的心腹。
And only in this way can we become a bride of Christ that is without any blemish.
所以我们一定弟兄姐妹要每一天花时间读神的话，静安静的读神的话语。
And that is why brothers and sisters need to spend time, a quiet time every day to read the words of God.
这个是我们要得到神的恩典必要的这个灵修。
This is a spiritual cultivation that we must have in order to obtain blessing from God.
那当时候你看这个作者，他是说他差一点跌倒。
The psalmist at the time, he said he was he almost stumbled.
那还好没倒。
But it was good that he did not.
那没有倒表示他在很危急的时候，他懂得做一个正确的选择。
And he did not stumble, and that was because during this time of need, he made the right choice.
他当时候，他说，其实他看到这些恶人享平安，他是心里面很不平静的。
At the time when he saw that the boastful and the wicked was enjoying prosperity, he was very envious of them.
第四节到第十二节都在讲这些恶人是怎么样。享平安的。
From verse 4 to verse 12, it described how these wicked people enjoyed prosperity.
这些人，你看他们，反正也没有灾病啊，对不对？
And these people were not ill.
那生活日子过得很好啊，很舒适啊。
They had comfort and luxury in their life.
讲话很自高自大，也没有什么问题啊。
They were very proud, and nothing ever happens to them.
哦，他们甚至可以跟这些敬畏神说。神在哪里？
And they can even say to those who are God-fearing, where is your God?
那第十二节是说，你看他们常享安逸，财宝又增加。
In verse 12, it says that they are always at ease and they increase in riches.
第十三节，他看到这种现象，他说，我实在是突然洁净我的心，突然洗手，表面无辜了。
And verse 13, when he saw what was happening, he said, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence.
那第十四节他说，因为我终日遭灾难，我每早晨受惩治。
Because in verse 14 he says, for all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning.
那表示说，这是一个很强烈的对比，这个真的在敬畏神的人是受苦。
And so this becomes a very sharp contrast, which showed that those who were God-fearing were suffering.
在这个时候，你看，如果我们做了选择，如果错误，我们很有可能会走上这些恶人的道路。
And so, at a time like this, if we make the wrong choice, it's very easy for us to walk on the path of the wicked.
当时候，这作者他选择进到神的圣所来想一想， 这些人的节期。
And the psalmist at the time, he chose to go into the sanctuary of God to think about the end of these people.
就是因为他选择进到神的教会的。
And it was because he chose to enter into the sanctuary of God. And then he had the opportunity to not stumble.
那当时候你看他第十六节第十五节。
At the time, let's read verse 15.
他说我若说我要这样讲那这就是以奸恶待你的众子。
In verse 15, he said, If I speak thus, then I would have been untrue to the generation of your children.
他要这样讲，表示说他没有讲，他说我若说这样子的话，我就会以奸恶待众子，就是这些话会败坏那个下一代的信仰。
He did not speak these words because he said, If I had said, I will speak thus, then he would defile the faith of the next generation.
因为第十三节那时候他心里想说啊，我这样子敬畏神好像没有用。
Because in verse 13, he thought to himself that even though he was so God-fearing, but it was useless.
其实他是心里在想而已的。
But he was just thinking this in his heart.
他并没有去对其他人这样说的。
He did not say this to others.
他如果说了之后，有些话会有传染力，会影响别人。
If he had said things like this, some words have influence. It would have influence over others.
你看，我们今天如果讲一些有信心的话，会造就一些人。
Today, if we speak words of faith, we edify others.
但是如果我们去讲了一些没有信心的话，哇，那个传播那个影响力可能更大。
But today, if we say words without faith, then its influence is very great.
特别是这个做带头的人。
Especially the leaders.
就好像我们今天做家长的。
For example, the parents.
如果我们今天没有信心。
If we do not have faith.
我们讲了一些话，我们的孩子他就跟着没信心了。
We say some words, and our children in turn becomes do not have faith.
因为要学好不容易，但是要学会很快啊。
It is very hard to become good, but it is very easy to become bad.
所以作者他当时候他说我若说我要这样讲的时候，哇，这个时候其实对他的下一代真的是很负面的影响。
And the psalmist said that if I had said I will speak these words, then he would really have a bad influence over the next generation.
他先没有讲。
So he did not say it first.
他说我在思索要怎么样明白这个事情，看起来很难。
He said, when I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
也就是说，真的心里面不平静的。
Because he really was uneasy in his heart.
但是等到他进了神的圣所，就不一样。
But it wasn't until like he went into the sanctuary of God, then it changed.
那所以表示说，当一个人他心里面有一些疑惑的时候，这个作者他选择进到神面前来跟神说。
And so it tells us that. For him who had doubts and questions in his heart, he chose to come into the sanctuary of God to tell God.
先来跟神说，问神。
To tell God first, to ask him first.
不要先去跟别人讲。
He did not tell others first.
这是今天我们要学习的。
This is something that we need to learn today.
今天有时候我们可能对信仰上有一些体验，或者是我们有一些疑问。
Today we might have some experiences in our faith as well as questions.
通常我们的做法刚好相反。
And usually, the way we do things are exactly the opposite.
我们都还没有来到神的圣所里面去跟神说以前，我们就已经到处去散播，跟别人讲过了。
Before we come into the sanctuary of God to tell God, we already started spreading to others.
那个时候。我们的话可能会造成一些负面的影响，那时候要再改变就很难了。
And so, usually our words cause negative effects, and to try to change it, then is too difficult.
所以我们要学到的是说，我们现在要常常到教会来祷告。
So we learn from this that we should come to church and pray often.
我们信仰有任何的疑问，或者我们对这个社会，不管是在教会或者是在社会上，其实我们应该都常常到神面前来借着道理来思想，借着祷告圣灵来引导我们明白这些问题。
And if we have questions or doubts in our faith or questions about the things we see in the society, we need to use the words of God through prayer to get our answers.
所以一个信仰真的很谨慎的人，他会小心他的话语。
And so for someone who is very careful with his faith, this person watches over his mouth.
这就是这个作者他的选择。
And so this was the choice that the psalmist made.
他做了一个正确的选择之后，他的脚就不会滑倒。
He made the right choice, and so that prevented his feet from slipping.
那他在神的圣所里面，他借着神的道理，他就明白了。
And in the sanctuary of God, through God's word, he understood.
所以他就从这个愤愤不平的情绪里面得到安稳了。
And so he received peace through a heart of anger and envy.
为什么？
And why?
因为他想到的是说，哎，这些人恶人的结局是什么？
Because he realized the end of the wicked people.
其实这些人的所谓的强享安逸、财宝增加，这个基本上就像做梦一样。
Because he realized that the people who were at ease and who increased in their riches, all these things were just like a dream.
因为第十九节说，他们转眼之间就成了何等的荒凉。
Because in verse 19 it says that all of a sudden they become desolate.
他们会被惊恐灭尽。
And they will be utterly consumed with terrors.
二十节他描述的非常好。
And in verse 20, it was a very good description.
人睡醒了怎么看梦？主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。
As a dream when one awakes, so Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image.
也就是说，这些恶人的这个兴旺都只是暂时的。
Which is to tell us that the prosperity of the wicked is only temporary.
也就是说，它并没有实质的内容。
Which is to say that there is no substance in it.
短暂的，好像一个很满足的状态。
It is a very satisfactory situation, only temporary.
但是醒来了，面对实际情形的时候，发现不是那么一回事。
But when you awake, and you look at the reality of things, you realize that is not so.
也就是说，其实我们今天在这个世界上所拥有这一切，其实都短暂的。
It tells us that everything that we possess in this world is only temporary.
真的会永存的，就是我们在这个肉身之后的那个永恒里。
What is permanent is after after our flesh, it is in eternity.
所以这个在这个肉身之外的是永远的快乐，还是永远的刑罚？那才是真实的。
And so outside of this world, outside of our flesh, whether we receive eternal joy or eternal punishment, that is real.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章才会说，其实我们今天能够敬畏神的人就能够看到，用信心看到那看不见的。
And that is why in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us that those who fear God will see what is unseen.
所以这个时候你看作者他选择进到神的圣所，他思想他就明白。
And so the psalmist, he chose to enter into the sanctuary of God and he started thinking and he understood.
那时候他就为自己之前的这个想法觉得很不应该的。
And then he felt that what he used to think was wrong.
第二十一节哈。
In verse 21.
因为我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。
Thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind.
二十二节，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类般。
Verse 22, I was so foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before you.
也就是说，他当时候想到，我怎么会？对神的作为有这样的疑惑呢？
He realized how was it that he doubted the works of God.
意思是说，我怎么会觉得说我这样子洁净自己的心，然后谨慎自己的行为，好像没有什么益处。
He meant how could he ever feel that his actions of cleansing his actions was in vain?
我敬畏神，但是又遇到苦难，好像神不爱我。
I fear God, but then I go through suffering. It was as if God did not love me.
后来他发现, 他这样的想法、哦、在神面前是个罪。
But then he realized later on such thinking、in the presence of God was a sin.
所以他当时候他有一个决定。
And so he made a decision then.
第二十三节说
In verse 23,
我要常与你同在，你搀着我的右手。
And nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand.
很感谢神的是，他说他没有离开神，常常跟神同在。
He was very thankful that he did not depart from God. He was with God.
那神就会牵他的右手一起走。
And then God will hold him by his right hand and walk together.
也就是说，他得到神的引导，得到神的扶持。
This meant that he received God's guidance and God's support.
那神是怎么样来帮助他呢？
So how did God help him?
第二十四节说，你要以你的训言引导我。
Verse 24 says, "You will guide me with your counsel."
那以后还要接我到荣耀里去。
And afterward, receive me to glory.
所以你就看到说，我们跟神常常同在的人，然后真的会得到神的信息。
So we see that those of us who are with the Lord continuously will receive the messages from the Lord.
今天我们亲近神的人，神就亲近我们。
Today, when we draw near to God, God draws near to us.
我们如果有真的亲近神，我们读圣经，就会越读越有智慧。
If we truly draw near to God, when we read the Bible, the more that we read, the more benefit we get.
但是反过来，如果我们越不读圣经，圣经越看越没智慧。
But if we do not read the Bible, then we will try to read the Bible, but we won't be interested in it.
我们如果每一天都在读圣经，
But if we read the Bible every day,
真的，这个圣经的话就像活的一样。
The words in the Bible are living.
每一天，这个经文好像都在跟我们讲话。
Every day, the Bible speaks to us.
有时候圣灵会引导我们看到，哦，原来这个意思就是这样子。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will guide us so that we can understand the meaning.
这个神亲近我们，其实就是他在跟我们讲话。
When God draws close to us, it is when God speaks to us.
透过圣经跟我们讲话的。
He speaks to us through the Bible.
所以不管我们是读诗篇，是读历史，或是读预言的诗。
So no matter we're reading Psalms or historical books, we are.
每一句话，其实我们都会看到神好像在跟我们诉说他的心意。
We will see that every sentence God is speaking to us from His heart.
因为神用他的信言，他的道理要引导我们走这个天国旅程。
Because God uses His words to counsel us and to guide us onto this heavenly path.
以后还要接我们到荣耀里去。
And afterward, He will receive us into glory.
也就是说，在这个神的话语里面，永远存在着应许。
Which is to tell us that in the words of God, there is always a promise.
他让我们看到盼望。
And he lets us see hope.
所以我们最后会得出一个相同的结论。
So in the end, we will have the same conclusion.
就是第二十五节，他这里说。
In verse 25.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？
Whom have I in heaven but you?
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的了。
And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you.
那表示说在不管在天上在地上，神是我们唯一所爱慕的。
No matter what is in heaven or in earth, God is the only one that we love.
就是说，没有任何的其他事情会让我们得到真正的满足，除了神以外。
It tells us that there is no other thing in this world that will give us the satisfaction except the Lord.
在这个时候，如果我们能够有这样的一个跟神的关系，其实我们不会去嫉妒这些做恶的人，反而很兴旺、很顺利。
If we have such a relationship with God, then we will not become envious of the wicked having prosperity.
我们会发现，其实神才是我们最重要的福分。
We will realize that God indeed is the most important blessing in our life.
我们会去看到一个事实。
And then we will see a fact.
就是说，我们的肉体会渐渐的朽坏。
We will see that our flesh deteriorates day by day.
但是神成为我们的力量。
But God becomes our strength.
他又是我的福分，直到永远。
And He becomes my portion forever.
所以神是我们的磐石。
So God is our rock.
所以当 当我们发现除了神以外我们没有什么能够得到真正满足的时候
And when we realize that besides God there is nothing that can satisfy us
那这个时候就是我们跟神的关系很稳固了
And then that is when we have a very strong relationship with God
今天其实我们都还在追求
Today we are all still pursuing
有时候我们做父母亲的会把我们的所爱慕的放在我们的儿女身上
As parents, sometimes we put what we are pursuing or what we love onto our children.
夫妻如果感情很好的时候，我们很容易把我们的感情放在我们的配偶身上。
And in a couple, if they have a good relationship, it is very easy to put our love onto our spouse.
但是我们一定要在这个基础上进一步的去发展出我们跟神的关系。
But through these relationships, we need to develop our relationship with God.
最后能够看到神是我们唯一的爱慕的。
And in the end, we can see that God is the only one that we love.
也就是说，我们会真的说会得到神就是最大的满足。
Which means that we will truly be satisfied by God.
当我们的配偶不在的时候
When our spouse is no longer with us
当我们的儿女长大离开的时候
And when our children are grown and leave us
是当我们的父母过世的
Or when our parents pass away
我们都不会觉得很大的失落
Then we will not feel a sense of great loss
因为这个就是我们有神的同在我们就觉得非常满足
Because with the abidance of God we feel satisfied
因为跟神亲近这个福分是永远不会被夺走的。
Because to draw near to God, such blessing is something that will never leave us.
所以他最后第二十七节他说：“远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。”
In verse 27, in the end, it says, "Indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry."
所以今天。我们弟兄姐妹，我们就透过读圣经聚会。
So for brothers and sisters today, it is through reading the Bible and having service.
真的能够在灵里面祷告。
And truly pray in the Holy Spirit.
那把我们所在这个世界这个世界上所有的一些疑惑都拿到神面前。
And put all our questions and our doubts in front of the Lord.
那神呢、啊，就透过他的真理哈、啊，那圣灵的感动，让我们真的明白。
Then God will use His words, His truth to His Holy Spirit to move us to understand.
我亲近神是跟我有益的。
That it is good for me to draw near to God.
我要以主神做我的避难所。
I have put my trust in the Lord God.
然后。好叫我可以述说你一切的作为。
That I may declare all your works.
也就是说，我们要发现，我们需要去满足神的心。
We will come to understand that we need to satisfy the heart of God.
神的心就是要有更多人能够在神里面得到这个依靠。
And the heart of God is that He wants more people to rely and trust in Him.
也就是说，能够让更多人来接受主的这个福音。
To have more people accept the gospel of the Lord.
我们今天要能够时常跟主同在啊。
For us today to be continuously with the Lord.
我们如果愿意亲近神的时候，我们会感受到神在牵着我们走路。
When we are willing to draw near to God, we will feel that God holds our hand to walk.
因为有时候我们力量有限，大部分的时候我们真的不知道怎么做。
Because our strength is very limited, most of the time we don't know what to do.
甚至要做一个决定，有时候都很难。
And sometimes even to make one decision is very difficult.
可是有时候那个决定又很重要。
But sometimes that decision is important.
所以我们需要神来牵着我们的手走。
So we need God to hold our hand to walk.
每一个决定都能够合乎神的真理
so that every decision that we make will be according to the truth of God.
那我们可以一直走在神的路上
so that we can continue to walk on the path of God.
否则这个社会的污染有时候这个引诱试探很大的
or else sometimes the temptations in this world and defilement in this world is very great.
一不小心就偏走了
when we're not careful, we will go astray.
你看 今天我们是不是一直持守说我们的这位神是我们唯一的主？
Today, do we continue to hold on to the belief that our Lord is the only God?
还是在我们的生命当中会有一些会想要来跟神抢这个位置，在我们心里的位置的？
Or do we have things in our life, in our hearts that are competing with this position God has in our heart?
所以进到这一篇里面呢，进到神的圣所就是最重要的一个关键。
And so in this psalm, the very important key point is to enter into the sanctuary of God.
那表示说，我们弟兄姐妹要互相鼓励。
So we need to encourage each other.
让我们都能够常常到神面前来。
So that we can always come in the presence of God.
来思想人生的节期。
To think about the end of life.
然后思想神的作为。
To think about the works of God.
那这样子，其实我们会发现，我们人生有神来帮助，我们可以过得很轻松。
Then we'll realize that to have the help of God in our life, it is very easy to live this life.
那我们在信仰上如果真的有体验，我们再去述说神的作为的时候。
And when we truly have experience in our faith, and when we declare the works of God,
那我们所传递的信息就能够让别人听到。
Then the message that we deliver will be heard by others.
因为我们就不是讲一个理论。
Because we're no longer talking about a philosophy.
而是我们生命里面对神真正的认识。
But rather a true understanding of God in our life.
有体验的信仰才真的有力量。
Experienced faith or a faith with experience has true strength.
所以我们亲近神，到神的圣所来亲近神，神就亲近我们。
So come to the sanctuary of God to draw near to Him, then He'll draw near to us.
最后来看一节，看雅各书。
Let's turn to a verse finally in James.
雅各书。
James.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
雅各书第四章的第八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8.
第四章第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
那我们一起来这样子亲近神。
Let us draw near to God in this way.
透过神的道理来洁净我们的心思意念。
Through the words of God, purify our hearts and minds.
让我们在神面前成为清新的人，蒙神的恩待。
So that we become those who are pure in heart in the presence of God, and God will be good to us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.